Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse. And we're having a tremendous conversation with Dr. Cordano, who is a audiologist. And when we went to the break, we started talking about social isolation. Thank you. Some days you just can't get the word out. And it's very, you know, it's so true when people can't hear and then they don't want to say for the third time at the senior center at the table for lunch, what did you say? You get embarrassed. So you kind of just close down.
Yeah. Actually, I was starting to mention that there are three, hearing loss happens to be the number one modifiable risk factor for dementia. This was published in the Lancet Medical Journal. And there are three reasons really why, and social isolation is one of them, three reasons why hearing loss is a risk factor for dementia. Of course, as you said, when social isolation by itself is a risk factor for dementia. And of course, as you were saying, John, with hearing loss, people tend to not want to be involved in the frustration of dealing with social situations. So that leads to more social isolation. There are two other things that about hearing loss that lead to a risk of dementia. Something people don't normally think about, the parts of the brain that have to do with hearing and language and speech, with hearing loss, they're not being stimulated the way they normally would. And there have been MRI studies showing that those parts of the brain actually shrink for people that have hearing loss that's untreated compared to those that don't. So that's kind of interesting. And then cognitive overload, because, you know, if you're in a situation where you're having hearing trouble, you have to put so much more mental energy into trying to figure out what people are saying. And that cognitive mental overload actually increases risk of dementia. But social isolation is a big factor.
It's so amazing. And the three things that you read about a lot with a senior is diet, mm-hmm. exercise, and socialization.
Yeah.
And it is downhill. If you're going home and you're sitting in the house by yourself, you don't hear well, you're having a Twinkie or something versus a real meal. It just doesn't make sense. Hearing is important because you don't want to go out. You don't want to go to the center. I know you have some phone numbers. I don't want it to go by without giving out important numbers for people to.
Yeah. So just, that's good. So just so we don't forget, I just wanted to mention, you know, if you know, I'm involved in the Lions Club. We have a program of the Nassau and Suffolk County Lions Club chapters. It's called Lions Lend an Ear, the Lions Lend an Ear Foundation, and you could Google that. But basically, we form this program to help people that have hearing difficulties and cannot afford the help that they need, they're falling through the cracks of our system. So if you either know somebody who needs help with their hearing and they just can't afford the services or the technology that they need, or if you have old, used hearing aids that you're not using anymore and you're ready to throw them away, before you throw them away, we'd certainly be glad if you could donate them to us because we recondition them or use the parts. So the phone number, actually, the best, easiest thing is you can just call my office. It's Hearing Center of Long Island. The number is 516-872-8485. That's 516-872-8485. And just tell them that you're interested in information about the Lions Lend an Ear program. You can either ask for an application for assistance or you can ask about donating units.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Everything that a person can reach out and try makes sense.
Yeah.
There is no phone number. There's no cost for these things. You give it a shot. No. You don't like it. Otto talks about this all the time. We talk about it with Project Independence.
Yeah.
You don't like it, you go home. You don't have to participate.
Absolutely. I'll just mention quickly one other thing. We were starting to talk about hearing technology and clarity problems. I'll just mention this quickly. My office is going to be involved in a nationwide clinical study to evaluate patient reaction to some of the new technology. So if anybody has any curiosity about this or might have some interest in being a participant in this study, basically you'll be using the new technology and reporting to us your reaction. There's a different phone number for that, which is 516-871-4717. That's enrollment in a hearing clarity clinical study, 516-871-4717. And if you have any questions about it or you're curious, you can just call, we'll answer your questions.
What about the story, like you hear people, one of the things I think is hearing aids over the years got a bad rap. Back when, people used to have the thing that they put in their ear and it was like a horn going way back. And the technology over time has obviously evolved. Yeah. And 30, 40, 50 years ago, my father was trying to wear hearing aids and it was a challenge. You had big battery and you had this, that, and whatever. And then you hear the story about people saying, well, I got hearing aids and they don't work. I put them in a drawer. You got any thoughts on that? Like, what can people do?
That's an interesting thing. Yeah, because I had a professor once that used to tell us that there are different types of hearing aids. There are behind the ear hearing aids, there are in the ear hearing aids, and there are in the drawer hearing aids.
I like that.
Right, which is not the kind that we want. So there's a number of different factors for that. Until fairly recently, even hearing technology that has been considered to be fairly sophisticated. Would make sounds louder, which helps to some extent. But the problem that most people have is not so much with loudness, it's with clearness. So some of the issues had to do with the limitations on the technology, which have been to some extent overcome now. We need technology that can help you with selective attention and focusing on what you want without eliminating your access to other sounds. But there are other issues that lead to the in the drawer hearing aid syndrome. Sometimes it has to do with the fact that the devices have to be properly programmed and adjusted. You could have the best eyeglasses in the world, but if they don't have the right prescription for you, obviously you're going to be bumping into things and you're not going to be hearing well. So I've seen patients in my office that have hearing devices that are not okay, no problem with them, but they're having tremendous trouble. And we do some testing and find out that the settings are way off. Another factor has to do with the fact that people sometimes don't get the follow-up care that they really need. So they don't find out how to properly use the devices. They may have settings that they're not using properly. They may not be handling it, inserting it properly, not adjusting it properly, all kinds of issues that sometimes can be solved if they had the proper follow-up.
I think one of the, I'm sorry, John, go ahead.
Hold your thought, Otto. I want to follow up with Dr. in reference to expense.
Yeah.
And, obviously a Ferrari is probably better made than a Hyundai. And I drive a Hyundai, so it really makes no difference. That's not the point. Yeah. When it comes to hearing, you see these things on TV, you can get them at $300 and $400. And then I know people pay $5,000 and $6,000. In the world of cost effectiveness, et cetera, how does that work?
So that's a good question. And I can understand. I mean, I try to put myself in the patient's shoes. And I think if I was a layperson, if I was not an audiologist, I would be probably very confused by all the advertising messages that you can see. I mean, you can see something for, I don't know, a couple hundred dollars mail order device, where the advertising makes it sound like this is going to be a miracle. And then there's, you know, there's other treatments that are more expensive. So a couple of things about that. One thing to keep in mind, it's just a very simple concept, is that it's a lot easier to make things, very easy to make things louder, not easy to make things clearer. There's all kinds of things going on between the inner ear and the brain that make clearness difficult. So just having something cheap and simple that's just going to make things louder has limitations. It's one of the reasons we have this in the drawer hearing aid syndrome. Depending on the individual, you know, you don't necessarily need the same technology as somebody else. The main thing to remember is that to treat hearing loss properly, just giving you a device and saying, here you go, that's not treating your hearing loss. If you need a pacemaker, you could probably buy a pacemaker on eBay, I guess, and it'll show up at your door, FedEx, and there you are, and now what are you going to do? Well, someone can give you a very sophisticated hearing device. It's only a tool for the treatment. So, a large part of the cost of treating your hearing loss is not just the device itself. It's getting the proper treatment, having the having proper evaluation, proper adjustments, follow-up. Hearing loss is generally a progressive degenerative condition. There will be changes. And so when you're thinking about cost, those are just a couple of things to keep in mind that to be careful about, is making sure that you have a proper evaluation, that you have the proper follow-up care, and that you at least have technology that's going to address what we call the cognitive aspects of hearing loss, meaning it's going to help with clarity and dealing with background noise rather than just making noise.
Okay, perfect. That was at least solidified an answer there.
Yeah, and
we have to go in for another break, believe it or not. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.